Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Jeff Bethke, I love this guy. He's so fresh and so, you know, raw.
Mm-hmm.
He does the spoken word.
Yeah.
And kind of like rap, but maybe without the beats. And it's poetry. It's poetry. And a lot of his videos have been just, I mean, they've been seen so many times on YouTube, and they're being shared. And it seems like the Lord's really blessing this young man's ministry. And he's playing a little clip for you about what masks are you wearing. You know, people tend to wear a whole lot of masks.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to wear a mask. You want to be who you really are.
Be transparent.
Be transparent. I want you to listen to what Jeff has to say, and we'll be right back.
You know, one of my favorite things about being married to Alyssa is in a marriage, there's this covenant and this promise where the other person can see all that you are. They can see all your frailty, your failures, your guilt, and your shame, and your struggles, and say, I still want you. I still desire to be with you. And you feel truly loved, because to be truly loved, you also have to be deeply known. And so when you are deeply known in the context of marriage, it's a beautiful thing. And God even explains our relationship with Him like that as well, right? He sees all of it. He sees our failure, our shame, our guilt, our struggles, the insecurities, whatever it is. And He says, I still want you. And that's beautiful and amazing. But I think a lot of times, whether it's because of broken relationships with friends or family, we actually wear these masks where we hide behind our fake version of ourselves, whether it's religious performance, academic performance, athletic performance. We hide behind these masks and we prop up these fake selves that we want everyone to see us as, right? Kind of like this Facebook edited version of ourselves. And we all hide behind that because we're terrified of someone really knowing us, really knowing the secrets and the struggles and the insecurities. And so then we project that on God, right? We say, well, He must not love me, or we don't feel like we're loved by God, or we feel like His grace isn't unconditional because of that mask we're wearing. And the problem with that is, it doesn't matter how awesome God's grace and love is, it can't penetrate us until we take off the mask. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's say, for example, you're in this room with me right now, and you have paint in your hands, right? And the object is to hit my face with paint. But let's also say that I'm wearing a full mask covering my entire face. If you were to throw that paint on me, it doesn't matter how awesome the paint is, doesn't matter how unconditional the paint is, how cool the paint is, it's not going to hit my face, it's going to hit the mask, right? And a lot of times that's like with God's love. His love is unconditional, amazing, ferocious, and relentless in His pursuit of us. But because we wear the mask, it cannot penetrate, it cannot give us life. And so my encouragement is, man, are you wearing a mask, and can you take that mask off? Because joy is on the other side. I mean, God didn't die for the mask, He died for you, right? I mean, you see it all throughout Scripture that He pursues us and loves us despite our behavior, not because of our behavior. And you see in Psalm 139 that He formed us in our mother's womb. He's deeply involved in even the creation of us. He knows the hairs on our head. Ephesians 2 says we are His workmanship. We are His poetry, it says. And then in Hebrews it says, for the joy set before Him, Jesus endured the cross, right? Now think about that. What joy is in the cross? It's obviously not the crucifixion. That's not joyful, right? To be killed. And even sometimes people will say, well, maybe it's that we might, you know, do a bunch of things for God. But I don't think it's that either, right? Do you think Jesus is about to die and He says, well, I just am doing this because I pray that they'll just pray 20 times a day, go to 15 Bible studies, 20 accountability groups, and go to church all the time, and then, oh, okay, I'm satisfied, and then He dies. No, right? What's the joy? The joy is you. Just you. No qualifications, no additions. He just wants our heart. And sometimes that's the hardest thing for us to give, because we have to be vulnerable, we have to be transparent, and we have to be honest if we want to give our heart and if we want to give our true selves. But be encouraged that God didn't die for the mask, He died for you. And so what are you hiding behind today? And understand that God's grace, right, is based on his nature, not your behavior. And so it's pushing at you, and he is giving it to you based upon who he is, not what you have done. And so you can rest assured that you can drop the act, you can drop the mask, you can be honest and let that grace and that love penetrate your soul and bring life to you. And when you understand that, what it does is you understand that he is the true audience you should be living for. And when you get that, then you can be honest with everyone else as well. And you don't have to put up this fake version of you to all your friends or to the public, but instead say, hey, this is who I truly am, and the person that truly matters loves me, desires me, and wants me, and so I can be honest. And so be encouraged with that today, and I hope you understand that he loves you right now. Love you guys.
That's so awesome, because everyone today, even the Bible says that what man desires in the book of Proverbs is unfailing love.
Mm-hmm.
Love me for me. However, so many people are wearing masks. They're wearing these outer garments to try to hide who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so in a Facebook age where a lot of people are concerned about this outer image. Mm-hmm. And I saw a post that somebody once posted said, I wish my Facebook life was really that awesome. I wish my Facebook life was really that awesome.
Right.
And it's all about an image. It's all about what people are projecting that they want other people to recognize them for.
Yeah.
And so if they're amongst these friends, they wear this mask. If they're amongst those friends, they wear that mm-hmm. mask. And they're not comfortable within their own skin.
Mm-hmm.
They're not comfortable. And a lot of times it's because so much rejection. Listen, this pop culture is all about, you know, airbrush, looking good, perfect abs, all this type of stuff, you know, clothing and all this external that all people are really concerned about these days, especially young people. It just seems all this external stuff, nothing inwardly. They don't have fully developed emotions. They don't have fully developed thought processes. Mm-hmm. Everything's about a virtual existence, and it's all about the image.
Right.
You know, it's all about the image, being accepted and looking cool. And I think a lot of people walk down that path.
Right.
And you have insecurities, feel unlovable. And the truth is that when you come to God, you can put the mask down. You know, it's tiring wearing all those masks.
Oh, yeah.
It's tiring.
Oh, yeah.
Projecting what you want others to receive you for. You know, oftentimes someone will look at somebody and say, I want to be like that. They will never admit it. But they say, I want to be like that guy or that girl or that man or that woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll dress up the image. They'll put on the whole show. And maybe they don't have the personality to act like that. But when they're in the image, when they're in the mask, it's time to do the tap dancing. It's mm-hmm. time to perform the show. And it's like, you know, Clark Kent and Superman. They put on the costume and it's all good, and they try to be the Superman or the Supergirl. And then when they go back home, they take off who the projected person yeah. is, and they go back to being Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you ever think that Clark Kent was cool enough? You know, God made Clark Kent.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. that the way you talk and walk and breathe and look and act and the things that make you you and your unique personality traits and characteristics, you're one of a kind. Why would you want to be a cheap copy when you can be an awesome original? God made you. God made you.
Mm-hmm.
To think that no one has the same fingerprint. I mean, how amazing is that?
It's like, that is cool.
How many billions of people on this world?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And everyone has their own
unique fingerprint.
I mean, your finger's not that big. I mean, how many shapes and variances can you get on a finger? And yet each one are different.
Mm-hmm.
That means that God gave you a special marking that distinguishes you from any other person on the face of the earth. And if God did that for your finger, what do you think about the rest of who you are?
Mm-hmm.
That's just your finger. It's okay to be you. It's okay to be who God created you. Because you know what? They may not like your projected image, but they'll probably like who you are. And it's okay to dial back and say, it is what it is. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? You don't want people to fall in love with the image. You want the people to fall in love with the content. And especially when it comes to folks that are dating and getting to meet each other, they package up, they get the package looking really good. But you don't marry the package. Be careful.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
You don't marry the package, you marry the content.
Yeah, I've heard it said many times before that I'd rather have somebody not like me for who I am than like me for who I'm not. And it's so important because it just goes back to like having that projected image. It's just like, I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be transparent because I've learned many times before. It's just like somebody may not like you for you being real, but that's because they themselves don't like themselves.
Yeah.
And that's that you're going to encounter that. And all you can do is just be real and be yourself.
Yeah. And there is a tremendous amount of pressure on a lot of people, especially young people. But there's a lot of tremendous pressure for people to look right, talk right, be right, you know, be in the in crowd and all this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, listen, that's exhausting. That's tiring, you know? Be who God created you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy who you are. Be comfortable in your own skin. And allow those that are drawn to your personality and your friendship and the things that make you unique, allow those people to come near you. And you'll be totally surprised. But the whole thing about if we're wearing a mask with others, rest assured that we're probably going to be wearing a mask with God.
Mm.
And one of the greatest things that you could ever do is be so transparent in your prayer with God. So many times people say, well, how do you pray? Do you say a certain thing? And people are so uncomfortable even praying in public. Because somehow religion has come upon us where it's like, is that a holy tilt right there? You got the hell tilt there at the 45 degree angle, and all of a sudden the voice changes, and it's like, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
All prayer is a conversation with God. And I tell you, the more transparent and honest and, you know, forthright you are with the Lord, the more meaningful the prayer becomes. Because you're just laying it all out. All you're doing is just talking with Him, hanging out with Him, sharing Him the way it is. He knows all your failures. He knows all your pains. He knows all your struggles. He knows all the ugliness, but yet He loves you in spite of that. And there's nothing like being free from the fear of man and what other people think. That's why you wear a mask. It's the fear of man.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like being absolutely comfortable in your skin and being okay with it. It is what it is. I mean, look at programs like Doug Dynasty. I mean, people are looking for authenticity today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at guys like Phil and Cy. If you don't know who these guys are, you got to watch it. Great program. But, I mean, America is craving this. This program has beat, my understanding, has been to the top. I mean, it's beat out all these other programs, reality TV, that is. And why are people tuning in? It's a bunch of guys who have long beards, long hair, who make duck calls, and live a very simplified country life, and there's no pretense at all. It is what it is. I mean, and they let it all hang, you know. But yet people love it.
Yeah.
And if they would have doctored that up and dressed that up and changed who they are, you notice that really the most successful reality shows are the ones that are just people that are the most transparent.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely no masks on those guys.
Yeah.
They let it all hang out.
Yeah. They let it all hang out, and they are, you know, it is what it is. And so it's time for you to do that. It's time for you to take off the mask, the religious mask.
Mm-hmm.
Take off the religious mask and take off the mask that fears men and all. Just take it off. It's heavy. It's burdensome. It's not who you really are. It's a facade. Facade, you know, and just be you. And authenticity is just an awesome, awesome, awesome thing. But you got to get free from the fear of man in order to be able to do that. You got to get totally fear. You got to be more concerned about God's reaction to your actions than you are to man's reaction to your actions.
Mm-hmm.
You got to say, it is what it is, and that's it. God loves you for you today. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, no matter what trial, listen, you're okay because God does not make junk.
It is amazing how this is all working. it's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.